Nerve Agent VX is a clear, odorless liquid with the consistency of motor oil. It was accidentally created during the Korean War when British chemists were experimenting with various concoctions meant to kill lice on North Korean POWs and refugees. Nerve Agent VX kills within minutes after contact with the skin. It has never been used in combat by the United States. Instead, most of the country's supply sits in a highly guarded tank at the Newport Chemical Depot in West Central Indiana. In 1985, Congress ordered the chemical weapons destroyed because many seemed obsolete. In 1997, the United States joined the Chemical Weapons Convention, which prohibits countries from developing, producing, stockpiling, or using chemical weapons. Then, as U.S. Army spokesperson Terry Arthur explains, terrorists slammed planes into the World Trade Center towers.
After September 11, 2001, because the public suddenly became aware of the possibility for terrorism here in the United States, folks living near the stockpiles became acutely aware of that. And the Army began to look at ways to accelerate destruction of the stockpiles.
The Army is planning to burn some of its chemical weapons in incinerators. The Nerve Agent VX that's stored in Newport, Indiana, will be destroyed through a neutralization process. That's a process that makes the Nerve Agent no more harmful than a household drain cleaner. The watered-down version of the Nerve Agent is called hydrolysate. It will be shipped by tanker truck to Permafix Environmental Services, a company in Dayton, Ohio. It's a company that usually handles industrial wastes and used oils.
If you get your oil changed anywhere at a service station near the Dayton, Ohio area, chances are the used oil from your vehicle ends up here.
That's company vice president Tom Trebonic. He says the hydrolysate will, simply put, be broken down by a natural process. It will be eaten by microscopic bugs, and then it breaks down even more into a form that will be pumped into the sewer system. But once word of a nerve agent coming to town spread around the small, poor neighborhood near the plant, environmentalists began working with residents to voice opposition to its disposal. They tacked up signs in the local supermarket and carryout that read "Deadly VX Nerve Agent is coming to the neighborhood." Martha Chatterton is a young mother of one with another child on the way. She lives in a small house in a decaying area. Her husband fixes cars in the garage out back. They're glued to the news on CNN about heightened terror alerts. They know terrorist attacks are a possibility, but they don't want a problem from Indiana shipped to their backyard. Chatterton is worried about the health effects of living near a plant that deals with such industrial waste. She says some days the air is orange and smells of a chemical stew.
Well, last year we did the whole yard with roses and different flowers, and about a week after we planted them, all of them died. So there's something wrong with the ground here, because when I dug the hole for the rose tree, it smelled like gas fumes.
Chatterton fears Permafix won't be able to properly handle the hydrolysate. The company was cited in 2001 for odor violations, but has since installed equipment to solve the problem. Beyond that, the U.S. EPA and the Army see no reason why the treated nerve agent can't be trucked into town. Again, Army spokesperson Terry Arthur.
We understand the concern of the public because it's derived from a chemical agent. What we want them to understand is that we have truckers who will be dedicated and trained specifically for hauling this product and getting it across the state line to the Ohio facility, where experts have been working with this kind of material for years.
With the threat of terrorism, there's little that's likely to slow the pace of the destruction of the nerve agent. The risks of leaving it intact seem greater than the risks associated with destroying it. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Natalie Walston.